That could be a really frightening face.
Shit, yes. One scary fucking face that
with
is.
Big Fatty's balls.
Oh, back to Big Fatty.
I can't help it. I know much about Big Fatty.
It's so funny. The man's a guy. Well, because we listen to him every goddamn morning, exactly. Sitting on our bed having coffee and listening to Big Fatty. Uh-huh. Yes, well.
When I'm trying to read my Atlantic Monthly my Time Magazine and my Science Daily website, but Big Fatty's in there, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's nattering away.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I know much about Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 398 of the BFO for Thursday, the 13th of August, 2009. Y'all coming up on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty has got a list. Can you hear that? It's a list. And y'all, there's all kinds of things to chitter-chat about, and y'all, I am going to get right into it. Ooh, that sounded dirty. Dirty. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Big Fatty, y'all, I'm telling you, the days swooshing by, y'all. It's just unbelievable. So, anyway, y'all, at the top of today's show, I featured a Gooch and the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, they are celebrating their one-year anniversarium for being married. They got married on the 13th of August last year, y'all, when it was... when it was legal. Now, not so legal. But they're legal. They slipped it in there, y'all. They just slipped in there like little kitty feet. And, y'all, they are celebrating their 26th year together. And, y'all, if you get a chance, send Gooch a sympathy card. You can send it to Post Office Box 561. Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And y'all, in honor of this big anniversarium, the Sea Hag went to the local mall there in the Woodland Hills, and she dropped her pants. And there's a picture of it over on the Kim Beaver Lodge, y'all. So if you would like to see what the Sea Hag looks like without her pants on, please go on over there to Kim Beaver and get a gawk. Just gawk at it, y'all, and try not to vomit like that Daniel Beaver did. Make a wish, Christian, dream a dream, Christian, rest your heart, and your
wish will come true.
Y'all, the birthday week continues. I mean, it is unbelievable, y'all. And I much love to all of you who, think about Big Fatty on a daily basis. But, especially like, on yesterday's show, the Gravita said that when he's washing his underpants, he thinks about Big Fatty. Loves to listen to Big Fatty when he's washing his underpants. Y'all, that makes me touch myself. And, y'all, I also... kind of ran out of time yesterday, and I didn't get to really properly thank Travis up there in the New Hampshire's for the lovely, card and the Olive Garden card, y'all. It's a $25 gift card to the Olive Garden, and y'all, Big Fatty loves the Olive Garden. They have that good solid. And the soup, y'all, I love the soup and salad. So, and also, thank you again to the Sea Hag and Gooch, and to Trucker Alex and Big Ol' Bottom, Bob, because y'all, they were just sweet to do that. But y'all, Big Fatty, after he recorded the show last night, y'all, Big Fatty went over to the E-Letters, and y'all, Big Fatty had received a little gift at and from Tim in Tampa, y'all. And it said, Big Fatty, sorry I missed the big day, but as Goldie Hawn said in Private Benjamin, what is this, Hell Week? Hope this gives you a giggle. And y'all, I'm going to play for you what Tim in Tampa sent to Big Fatty. I'm in Tampa. I love that. And I can think of a couple of truck drivers that listen to this show that I can just picture them doing exactly what that song says. In fact, if Kim Beaver hears this song, and y'all, you know she is, I would not be the slightest bit surprised to see Trucker Alex driving a truck with his high heels on. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But anyway, y'all, I also went to the post office today. And y'all, Big Fatty had a card. Actually, I had two cards there. And one of them was from the UPS store saying, Big Fatty, you need to come by here. We've got a package for you. And I'll tell you that story in a second. But I want to open the other card that it comes in an envelope. The other was just a postcard. And y'all, it is from KC out there in the Denver or the Aurora Borealis, Colorado. And, y'all, you know, he sends me the pictures of his giant penis. Sometimes he's in the chat room over there at that Pride 48 as Rio 9x6. Ooh, that's what Big Fatty says. Ooh, y'all, speaking of that, before I open this, when you burp, y'all, do y'all find yourselves going, ooh, you know, after you do it? Because that is the next thing that I would love for things to catch on is when you belch to just oh, and just like Big Fatty does, just so you can see what your friend's thinking, like, oh, you know. But anyway, let me know if you do that or not. All right, y'all. This card, well, y'all, this must be a mistake because it's a pink card and it's got two tassels on it. And it looks like some nipples are covered or something like that. I don't know. And it says, how you celebrate your birthday is nobody's business. Oh, dear God. Oh, and y'all, right here, it's got a lovely plastic overwrap on it. And y'all, if you open the card, it says remove the wrap before placing an envelope. And clearly, Casey and Denver didn't do that. So anyway, so I have the plastic overwrap also, y'all. Think of it as a special coupon. He says, "Happy birthday, BFO. Shake it, KC in Denver." And y'all, then he has a little special note in here. "Hi, BFO. This is going to be a post-birthday card, but better late than never. And sometimes it's fun to get an unexpected surprise." Y'all, I hope that means he's coming to Charleston and he's going to be knocking on the door at the Fat Cave. "Hope your big day was awesome." I'm sure it was, since you got to go back to the 8-hour work days. Correct. And, you know, if you've been listening, KC, and I know you have, you know that Big Fatty is loving it. "I am back to work after the summer off. It's hideous, but it does pay the bills. Please use the gift on the front of the card as you see fit. I'm sure there are many uses that I haven't even thought of yet, but feel free to use those to your imagination." Y'all, these must be removable. Are they removable? I don't know. I'll have to check it out. Y'all, they may be. But y'all, the tassel, you know, who doesn't love a tassel? "I'm sure that..." Oh, no, I've just read that. "Well, it's Monday morning. I must get to the brats. I mean, little angels waiting for me. Have a good one and use your gift wisely. Big Jen. Big grin, KC in Denver." And y'all, KC, that's all I can say about KC. Just, Now, y'all, big, you know, Tom and Terry up there in the Chicagos, they were on yesterday's show, sent in a voice letter. But, y'all, they had sent Big Fatty a present, a little prezi, via the UPS. And, y'all, the UPS cannot deliver it to the post office box. So I got a card, and it said, "Big Fatty, you got to come out and show your ID and come pick up your package." Now, y'all, the package is addressed to Big Fatty, Post Office Box 30363, Charleston 29417, which is the Post Office Box address. And y'all, but they couldn't deliver it. So, you know, I've got to go out to the UPS store and hand them this card, which is addressed to Big Fatty, and then show them ID. So that I can get the package. Well, you know, y'all, I'm just going to leave it to your imagination how it all went. But when I signed the little electronic pad, she says, "Now, what is the last name?" I said, "Fatty." Okay. Oh, Lord. All right, y'all, I'm opening this package up. It's one of these bags, y'all. And let's see what it... Oh! Oh, my God, y'all. I don't fucking believe it. I do not fucking believe it. Y'all, it is to BF from Tom and Terry. Or, excuse me, Terry and Tom. "Wishing you a most ruined birthday. Keep it fat, Terry and Tom." Y'all, I had no idea it existed. But God bless him. Y'all, it is a brown shirt and an orange, gold, and brown lettering. It says... "Brown chicken, brown cow." Oh, my God. Y'all, somebody listens to these podcasts that works at this company. Because, y'all, I could have sworn "brown chicken, brown cow" was something that Perfetti came up with. And, y'all, by the way, Perfetti sent me a picture of a cupcake with bacon on top of it. He said he only ate the bacon. And although I'm proud of him for just eating the bacon, y'all, it was a cupcake. So anyway, Tom and Terry, brown chicken, brown cow. Oh, my God, that is fucking... Well, first of all, it's fucking unbelievable that they sell that. But, oh, my God. What, do you just go in and goggle "brown chicken, brown cow"? Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, Lord. Oh, that is fabulous. Y'all, and thank you to Tim in Tampa and to KC out there in the Denver and to Tom and Terry. I'm not sure which of their places they sent it from, but for the brown chicken, brown cow shirt. Y'all, by the way, I got a real curt message from Tom today. Said, I would like you to know that Terry does not like to hear the sound of his voice. This is why I do most of the talking. And y'all, I'm sure that's what Seahag says to poor Gooch. He does not like the sound of his voice. And y'all, you know, there's never has the other person said, I hate the sound of my voice, you know, on the recordings. We just have to take, you know, the one that talks all the time. We have to take take their word for it. So anyway. Well, y'all, that's just fabulous. Just fabulous. Y'all, I want to tell you about a couple of things. You know, today is episode 398 of the BFO. Oh, shit. So that means that on Monday, we'll have episode 400 of the BFO. And y'all, evidently a lot of podcasts, y'all, I've dropped the, I've dropped the shirt. I've picked it up now. And y'all, I'll have a picture of these latest cards and the shirt. It may not go up tomorrow. It may go up on Friday, but because the lighting is not good here in the Fat Cave right now. I have to get it early in the afternoon or in the mornings or something. But y'all, several podcasts are having some fairly major anniversariums coming up. For instance, I've mentioned the Sea Hat. Y'all, by the way, in the middle of this podcast, it was a gentleman caller. But Archer, he has got episode 1,000 coming up. He's on 986 right now, and y'all, he's gotten everybody's hopes up that he's going to stop at 1,000. So we could see the end of of Archer Radio in 14 more episodes. Y'all, you know, it's not Christmas, but it may be the season of miracles. So anyway, just keep light a candle and, think of it as a prayer candle or something like that. Miss Wes, y'all, Miss Wes had her little birthday episode. And, y'all, she got some cashews. Y'all, I was so worried she wasn't going to get cashews because that's all she wanted, y'all, cashews. And he would go, cashew, and I'd say, God bless you. And then I'd wipe his nose. But, y'all, he's coming up on episode 100. He's on number 98 right now. The Ramble Redhead, y'all, he just did episode 300. And y'all, last but not least, of the ones that I can think of off the top of my head, is that Sea Hag. And y'all, she's on episode 297 right now. So she'll hit 300 after Big Fatty hit 400. She always does a special show when it's the hundreds. So I'm sure she's going to start bitching and complaining about, I don't know that I'll have time, and the interweb connection in Ventura is just not sufficient. It is not acceptable for me to do a special show. And, and dear Gussie. And y'all, she put a picture of herself and Gooch up over there at the Seahag website. It's over there at that Mevio thing. Y'all, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. But, y'all, it's a picture of her and Gooch. And y'all, she didn't block out her face or anything. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, just be careful because it may induce vomiting, like with that Daniel Beaver. But y'all, she put a face up there. And, and everybody, Auntie Vera, you're so hot! And y'all, I'm guessing they're seeing perspiration come off her forehead. Now, unlike Vera, I'm going to give Gooch the final word on today's show. Gooch?
I know much about Big Fatty.
Aw, he's so sweet!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.